The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau predicts the $2.5 billion budgetary hole, based on what the state is expected to take in from taxes, and also assumes state agencies won't spend more than what's in their individual budgets. Todd Berry is president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. He says that amount is broken down to roughly $1.3 billion deficit for fiscal year 2011 and a similar size deficit in fiscal year 2012. Berry says if lawmakers can make unpopular spending cuts, the 2012 deficit could be filled. Berry says some politicians agree the short-term fixes have to stop.
We have kicked the can forward year after year after year.
Berry says it's probably too late to plug the 2011 hole.
The recovery is somewhat halting and somewhat slow, and that means that state tax revenues are not going to grow the way maybe they do when the economy is surging. And so we really can't count on some kind of recovery dividend to come to our rescue.
Of course, Berry says it's possible the projected $2.5 billion deficit could go even higher. Berry spoke in La Crosse at one of a series of economic summits going on through the state, sponsored by a wide range of groups, including Alliant Energy and the Wisconsin Builders Association. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.